Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We do have Browns Chiefs in Cleveland. Will Tay-Tay be here? That's all anybody wants to know except us. But we've got that going on. The Kelce's back in town. Oh, yeah. The Browns are only 4-point dogs in this game. To talk about all of it, we welcome on Kansas City Chiefs color analyst, former Chiefs player as well. Danan Hughes joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Danan, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Doing really well here. It's a football Friday. It's an F-off Friday, and we like to have fun. So I do want to know, though, are you sweating this game because the Chiefs are only 4-point favorites on the road against Cleveland?
Well, define sweating, because we play close games, so it feels where we're used to playing close games. We're used to not covering the spread. I will say that when you're playing against a 3-10 team that's not playing for playoffs, that's, I don't know if it is, but I would guess it's one of the biggest games of the season that they will host, and you have an opportunity to put a blemish on the two-time defending Super Bowl champs record, I would assume that they would come out with some incentive. So because we play close games, I would say, yeah, I'm a little nervous because, you know, anything can sway one way or the other with a kick here or there.
There's another part of this I've been thinking about, and I'm sure you've discussed at length at this point, but the fact that the Chiefs play three games in 11 days, and obviously you have a Christmas Day game in between there where the, you know, you're on, it's Netflix. That's going to be 35 million people potentially watching that game. Is there a chance that this 1 o'clock game against the Browns maybe doesn't get the full effort and attention that it should with so many games jam-packed into such a tiny amount of time for the Chiefs?
Well, the biggest question is it going to be spooling on Christmas on Netflix like the Tyson fight? Like, we got to be concerned about that. Now, I would say this. The Chiefs have been in this situation before. When you win two straight Super Bowls, when you've won three in the last five, and you've been down this road and you know that you're going to get the best of every opponent, you know and you prepare for it. And I don't think they are accustomed to overlooking anybody. If they have, they've had some reality checks as of late. When you go down to Carolina and you wind up having to go to overtime to win a game, and you play against the Raiders and you need a snafu on a snap to win the game. Like, I feel like there's some reality checks this year that this Chiefs team has gone through that would not allow them and would not allow Andy Reid to allow them to have any kind of overlooking mechanism, I guess you can say. Like, we know what we're in store for, and playing three of the final four games of the season on the road. As you mentioned, three of those in 11 days. I don't know who the schedule makers were, but to take a team that's played the most football games in the last six-year stretch and then force them to play three road games in 4 weeks and three of those games being in 11-day span to go into the playoffs. Like, we're fortunate that we're sitting at the one seed right now, and I think that's where the mindset is, to do whatever it takes to keep the one seed so we can get that bye week on the first round of the playoffs.
Dana Hughes in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Have you ever seen a more disrespected 12-1 team? Because everyone, and I mean everyone, has put the Chiefs on fraud watch all season long.
Yeah, I would say I understand it because we play such close games and we play teams that aren't as good as us and we played them close, where you can make an argument that there were a few games that we should have lost. I saw a stat the other day that up until 2 minutes left in the game, if the game ended with the 2 minute warning, we would be 8-5 right now. Versus 12-1. So that tells you that some of the disrespect is probably warranted, but at the same time, you can only go back to that well so many times, where you got to put yourself in a position to win football games without having it come down literally to the clocks hitting zero or going in overtime. So we're fortunate. I don't know if we're lucky. I hadn't bought into the whole luck thing. I think there are teams out there. You think about Brendan Staley with the Chargers the last 4 years, where there are teams, and the Cowboys earlier this year, the Saints, started off 2-0 and then went down the drain. There are teams that just figure out ways to lose games, while there are other teams that figure out ways to win. And the Chiefs have been that team, not just this year, but basically for the whole Patrick Mahomes tenure. So I get it. I feel like maybe it could be a rallying cry for this team, where they say we're disrespected, nobody believes in us, they're calling us the worst 12-1 team ever. I get it, and if that's going to be a motivating factor that's going to get us to New Orleans, then I'll take it.
Andy Reid is about 3 years away from being the all-time winningest head coach in NFL history. He doesn't have the titles to match Belichick, but he's getting up there, and who knows what the next 3 years do. Is he the best coach to ever coach, in your opinion?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would say he's one of the best, if not the best, and you can make an argument, and I'm not trying to dodge the question, one, because I don't play for him, but what I do see from my vantage point as a color analyst, this is my fifth season in the booth. Mm-hmm. So I've been around this program even before that, when I was doing just the pregame and postgame shows, and I got to see his ability to generate energy from young talent. And I think if you look back in history, and it doesn't matter what sport, you can tell where older coaches have that older philosophy that doesn't necessarily mesh with the younger guys. And the fact that he's able to kind of transform, whether it's with the Eagles and the DeSean Jackson and Donovan McNabb and T.O.'s and the older guys, and then you have the Jason Kelce's that come in and go and still are able to, like, get the best out of guys and still able to, like, maneuver all of the ins and outs of social media, and now he's in commercials. Like, I feel like he's that grandfather figure that you don't want to ever, let down. But it's his ability to be able to transform from generation to generation and still have that same success puts him at the top of the list to me. I feel like part of that probably is what drove out Bill Belichick and a lot of older coaches in the past, because they just felt like it wasn't that the game passed them by, but maybe the generations of kids and how they came in and young men that had to coach maybe just wasn't the same. But Andy Reid, I give him credit. Like, whether it's a first-year guy or a 10-year guy on this roster, they love him equally, and they'll run through a brick wall for him.
Dane, and this is a dreaded two-parter. One, do you ever find yourself saying, Bundelarooski, like I do?
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I guess I should learn how to say that. Maybe I'll have that as part of my broadcast on Sunday. That would be fun. But it looked like Patrick couldn't even contain himself while Andy was saying that in the commercial.
So the other thing that, and that's nothing to do with the first part. It's not really a two-parter. They're two separate questions. But the other thing is, I've seen this logic that it might actually be good for the Chiefs if they lose one of these games. They've won three straight. They're 12-1. But that playing this way might wake up the inner beast within them and set them off on a run. Do you buy into that idea of the power of a loss like this Browns game on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't believe in the whole moral victory thing, especially at the NFL level. But I will say last year, somebody can make an argument. Last year, we lost on Christmas Day to the Raiders. They were nowhere near the type of team that should have beaten us. They had, what, one passing yard after the second quarter? They only scored two touchdowns on a scoop and score and a pick six, and they beat us at home. And I feel like that was like a resetting moment for the team where we didn't lose a game for basically 11 months from there. Now, does that mean that that should happen this year? I don't think so. I think in this season, last year we lost six games. So it was kind of one of those resetting moments that was necessary at the time. This year, with only losing one game and being in pole position for that number one seed, after where it will come after playing three games in 11 days, like I feel like there's no reason to think that a loss now to bring us closer to the Bills or bring the Bills closer to us and then put pressure on us to have to win those last games again, especially against the Broncos in January up in Denver. Like I believe the organization would love to just stay in the pole position and not have to play your starters and basically give those guys 1.5 to 2 weeks of a bye going into the divisional round and force everybody to go through Arrowhead Stadium to the Super Bowl.
You know, it must be fun when you do these interviews because not many people are really, or even like yourself, I imagine, you don't spend too much time talking about the Browns leading up to a Browns week. It's all like, hey, if the Chiefs play their best game, Chiefs are going to win and they'll take care of business. So how do we fix the Chiefs? But in your conversations leading up to this, how have you approached the Browns conversation of what's gone incredibly wrong this year?
Well, I think that when you look across the landscape of the NFL, the teams that don't seem to have an identity are the teams that usually don't have success. And whether that identity is protecting the football, running the football, great defense. I mean, you guys have had success in Cleveland in past years, and you can probably go back to specific details of those teams to say, you know what, this is why we won. This is why we were a force in the AFC North. This is why we were put in a position where, heck, when you played the Chiefs in the playoffs, you guys were in a position to unseat us at home, and magic happened. So I feel like when I look at the Browns, they just don't seem like a team that has identity. When you had Deshaun Watson, you didn't know what you were getting. Maybe you hoped that you got more. Jameis Winston is a guy that can make big plays, but he can also have some blunders as well. And then defensively, with so many injuries and there's just question marks, I just feel like if I was drawing up a scouting report for the Browns, it just seems like a team that just lacked an identity that you can latch onto that would equate to wins. Like, our team, as crazy as it sounds, we got the best tight end in the league and Travis Kelce, we got the best quarterback and Patrick Mahomes, but you can make an argument that the identity of our team is our defense. And that's okay. We're latching on to that, and if we got to beat teams 19-16 or 19-17 or last-second field goals because our defense is holding teams under 20 points, then these guys are buying into it. They're not trying to force feed you perfect, greatest show on grass type of offense when that's not necessarily our identity.
Danan, great stuff, man. Every time you come on, you kill it with us. We really appreciate you. Enjoy Cleveland this weekend if you're coming this way. And one more time, happy holidays and all the good stuff, buddy.
Same to you guys. Have a blessed and happy holidays as well.
Thank you so much. Danan Hughes there, Chiefs analyst on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Played for the Chiefs once upon a time as well. We'll react to what he had to say. I thought that identity stuff was really, really interesting. And I think the Cleveland media, including us, might have lost the plot on this Browns-Chiefs game. And it has nothing to do with the Kelces or Taylor Swift. 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.